Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's the opening weekend of the Philadelphia Asian American Film Festival, and this year's theme is reflection. Reflection on the evolution of the community and what's to come. KYW's Nigel Thompson did a little of his own reflection when he stopped by on Saturday to catch some flicks.
Upon reflection, Nani Shin, executive director of the Philadelphia Asian Film Festival, says when she was growing up, there weren't many people on screen that looked like her.
And when you did, most of the time I would cringe.
If the 17th annual film festival is a representation of anything, it's how much that reality has changed since then.
Now I can say and feel very proud of the fact that there are many stories, and I feel happy for next generation, my children, to be able to have that opportunity to feel like they can connect.
This year's festival garnered some 600 submissions from across the world, and jurors had to whittle it down to just 100. Some will get screenings and post-show discussions at places like the Asian Arts Initiative or the Philadelphia Museum of Art, but the whole slate can be rented on the festival's website. In addition to the diversity of country, the film topics also run the gamut. One is Nita Chowdhury's first ever feature, Anxious, which ran Saturday night.
Anxious is my eternal sunshine and Amelie-inspired dark comedy about a woman named Ruby who has an anxiety attack, trips down the rabbit hole of her mind, and meets versions of herself who take over her life.
The festival runs through November 17th. In Chinatown, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.